1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Christopher Cruz. A senior federal law enforcement official tells CBS News that at least 20 people, possibly more, have been shot and killed in Lewiston, Maine. State Public Safety Commissioner Mike Sautcher.
Police are currently searching for a Robert R. Card, 4-4 of 1983 of Bowdoin. Card is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest.
Police say the shootings at a bowling alley and a bar began just before 7 p.m. local time. They're asking residents to stay home and keep their doors locked. Former FBI agent Catherine Schweit.
The highest priority, of course, is to find the shooter, right? That's always the first priority for law enforcement. But law enforcement's not the only first responders. The secondary responsibility, of course, is to save as many lives as you can.
Dozens of people have been injured, but it's not clear how many were wounded in the shootings. CBS News has learned that Israel is delaying its ground invasion of Gaza, where hundreds of American citizens remain. CBS's Adriana Diaz spoke to Nabil Al-Sharafa, who's trying to get his mother out of Gaza.
No foreign citizens have been able to leave Gaza, and the Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, has spent a lot of time in the region negotiating. He says it's one of his top priorities to get Americans out. The State Department told us it has a team working on this around the clock. Still, Al-Sharafa told us that his family is suing the U.S. government, which he says has an obligation to get its citizens out.
Ford and the UAW have reached a tentative agreement, says WWJ's Jeff Gilbert in Detroit.
The union says the deal gives workers a 25% pay hike as well as cost of living adjustments. Their retirement fund was increased. They won job security improvements and the right to strike for plant closings. Ford workers will return to their jobs during the ratification process.
Elected officials in Richmond, California, near San Francisco, have approved a resolution supporting the Palestinian people. KCBS radio reporter Matt Bigler says the resolution accuses Israel of ethnic cleansing in its war against Hamas.
Hashim Madali supported the city's message.
They make me feel good if the cities that we live in stand with the right of the Palestinian people and live in peace.
But Jonathan Mitzner with the Jewish Community Relations Council says the resolution promotes anti-Semitism.
This will be a very harmful message sent to the Jewish community.
Otis has been downgraded from a Category 5 hurricane to a subtropical storm, but it's still powerful, says the Weather Channel meteorologist Chris Warren.
Heavy rain threat does remain. Some of this moisture getting up and into the United States. Also a flood threat.
The judge in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial has fined him $10,000 for violating a limited gag order barring personal attacks on court staffers. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Chris Domine is a husband and a father. Chris is an athlete. Chris is even an Iron Man. But 10 years ago, Chris was facing a very different story because his kidneys were failing.
Basically, the doctor said, if you don't get a kidney transplant and if you don't do dialysis, you are going to die.
Fortunately, Chris received a second chance at life, made possible by an organ donor.
You know, your well-being changes from loss of hope to better times ahead.
More than 100 million people in America are registered organ, eye, and tissue donors. People of every age and ethnicity, because they believe it's the right thing to do. Imagine what you can make possible by leaving behind the gift of life. Learn more and sign up as an organ, eye, and tissue donor. Go to organdonor.gov. A message from the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Health Resources and Services Administration.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 54. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
From the Civic Media Radio Network, moving Wisconsin forward one joke at a time. This is As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
And so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes, and so it goes. Oh, it's going, no one knows. Hello, Wisconsin!
Now, filling in for the new mom, here's Jane Mattenair.
Good morning. Welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. 11:06. Greg Bach is on the board, and you are joining us as well. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. If you ever want to call and or text, you can always check in. Very excited about our guest at 11:33, Brian Mathewitz from Wisconsin, broke the state record for the largest pumpkin and raised a pumpkin named Macy.
I didn't realize you named him.
Yeah, apparently you do. He named his pumpkin Macy after his daughter's yellow lab, weighed in at 2,420 pounds. It's so awesome.
I love how much. I love. Okay, Jane, I love. You get very. Not angry, but you get passionate about things like politics.
Yes.
And injustice and things like that, as you should, as we all should. But the things that light you up, that trip your trigger, the birding and the pumpkin. I mean, I love just Frankie. Look at you. Look at you right now. If you're watching the live stream right now, nothing but pure joy over here in the host booth.
Absolutely. I'm an odd person.
You're a wonderful person.
There are just things that give me jollies that I don't know. And I hope everyone will jolly along with us coming up at 11:33 when Brian Mathewitz joins us to talk about the great pumpkin that he grew. I want to kick off this hour, though. This is an article from CNN that came out last week. Remember all of the outcry when the Biden administration talked about hiring more IRS agents?
You mean 87,000 IRS agents that are going to ruin your life?
And they're all coming for you.
Yeah.
Well, the IRS has been coming for people. So far, they've collected $160 million in back taxes this year by cracking down on millionaires who have not paid what they owe. So my question is this bad? 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. When the Biden administration was first talking about hiring more IRS agents, the outcry by some, this is a terrible idea. They're going to come for the little guy. They're coming for you. No, they're not coming for you.
No.
They're going after people who make a decent living.
They're going after the people who don't like it. That's those, their buddies. And their contributors.
Right.
Country club friends.
In September, the IRS began going after back taxes from about 1,600 taxpayers with incomes above $1 million and more than $250,000 in tax debt. And so far, the agency has closed 100 of those cases, collecting $122 million. From CNN again, the IRS also collected $38 million for more than 175 high-income earners, bringing the total so far this year to $160 million. Is this bad?
No.
And if so, why?
Yeah, actually, that's the thing is, if you think it's bad, convince me.
Right.
And I'm being dead serious. I'm not. And don't come at me with, all taxes theft. That's
well, nobody likes paying taxes.
No, I want to pay less tax, or I'd like, you know, I mean, yeah, I just, if you are shirking your duty, you're using the loopholes, and but you still owe, then you got to pay. That's just it. You got to pay.
That's how the system is set up, folks.
Yes.
It just is. That's part of our rules.
Womp.
Yeah, but apparently, I know it's shocking. Not everyone likes to play by the rules. Texter 541, do you think the reason Republican lawmakers are so mad is because they had to pay taxes again?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Most of those guys and women are millionaires.
Quite, are quite wealthy.
Yeah, and they got quite wealthy while being in their seat.
In some of these cases, and we will link this article to the show notes after the show is over, in one successful case, this person had to pay more than $15 million in restitution for falsifying personal expenses as deductible business expenses. So this is what this taxpayer deducted as business expenses. Building a 51,000-square-foot mansion with a pool and a pool house, tennis, basketball, and bocce courts. The same taxpayer falsified expenses for luxury vehicles, artwork, country club memberships, and homes for his kids. I feel so badly for him.
You know, the Biden administration is just coming after hardworking.
Yeah, the little guy.
Salt of the earth people who just want to have a pool in their pool. And that bocce, I bet you that $50 says that bocce ball court is now a pickleball court.
You're probably right. Yeah. Is this bad? Is this bad that the IRS is targeting people making over $1 million a year for not paying their back taxes? 844-967-2789. If it's bad, tell me, please explain to me why this is bad.
We got a comment on the live stream from Sarah that says, when the IRS doesn't have enough resources, they audit the people who don't have the money to fight it. Going after the wealthy requires more time, money, and lawyers.
You are absolutely right, Sarah. You know, wealthy people are able to hire accountants and have staff to try and tweak these things and hide these things.
Yeah.
And they are able to utilize loopholes that most little guys can't because the little guy doesn't have the money to do that. Another individual pleaded guilty last week to filing false returns and skimming almost $700,000 from his business. This person spent $110,000 on personal expenses and $500,000 in gambling. And now he had to pay up. They estimate, according to CNN, $688 billion were not collected in 2021. Almost $700 billion not collected during the tax year 2021. So this is why the Biden administration brought on more IRS agents to try and go after these people who it seems like they can afford to pay their taxes. We all manage somehow to pay our taxes.
I do, and I pay a lot of money to pay my taxes.
Right?
It's
part of our contract.
Yeah.
It's part of our contract for living in this country. 844-967-2789. Pat from Wausau is on the phone. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning. So you say they're only going after millionaires?
Well, at least according to this article, Pat, on CNN, it says they got $160 million in back taxes this year by cracking down on millionaires who haven't paid what they owed. I'm not saying that the IRS doesn't go after smaller people, but this is a chunk of the electorate that's been getting away with not paying their fair share for a long time.
Okay.
Well, do you think it's bad?
Thank you very much.
Do you think
no,
it's...
No, not at all. Everybody pay their fair share.
Yeah. Okay.
Right? I mean, I don't like paying taxes. I'm assuming, Pat, you're not crazy about paying taxes, but you pay them, right?
Or move to Florida.
Don't they still have federal income tax in Florida?
No state tax, though.
No state tax, but still,
you still have to pay federal income tax. I just don't think it's fair. I don't think it's fair for Someone to be able to write off the construction of a $51,000 personal property as one of their business expenses, that seems kind of twitchy to me.
Yeah, you had to have known that was going to happen one day. You knew you were going to get caught. But
they haven't gotten caught for a really long time.
But now they did.
Yeah. I think this is a good thing.
Oh, I really think that most people agree with you, Jane. I really do. I think, unless we get some millionaire or billionaire calling up saying, I don't like it, then I'm going to call the IRS and be like, I've got your man.
Yes, out yourself on our show if you're not paying your taxes.
That'd be amazing.
844-967-2789. IRS says it will focus now on cracking down on large corporations that have not been paying the taxes they owe.
Yeah. And to be clear, and I'm not going to speak for Jane, but I think you'll agree with me. If there's someone who makes, I don't know, $30,000, $50,000, $60,000 a year, and they're doing the same thing, they're not paying or they're hiding their money or whatever, then yeah, they should have to pay as well. They should be dealt with the same way. But most of the money is going to come from these major corporations and millionaires and billionaires. That's just how it's going to be for right now.
Yes. 844-967-2789. A text on the text line. Greg, that's $160 million less that these guys can't pay into local economies like their investment firms.
Boom.
Or alternate accounting specialists. Yes, that's a good point. Also, a question, if the government shuts down next month, that means we get a discount on our federal income taxes because we get a year with no federal expenses, right?
Oh, yes, exactly. That's exactly how it goes. And then a year later, hello, this is the IRS DuJour. You were wrong.
I think you forgot something.
Yeah.
I think you forgot something. Well, again, I think this is a good thing. I feel everybody's paying with taxes. Nobody likes paying taxes. Most of us do. And I think that is part of our agreement as Americans that in order to keep a functioning government and, I don't know, things like roads and making sure we can drink water that's not poisoned and stuff like that, I think that's worth it.
I think it's worth it, too. There is a great quote from Justice Oliver Wendell Holmes who said, taxes are the price we pay for living in a civilized society.
It's true.
Period.
Yeah.
Done.
It's true. Well, go IRS. Just don't go after me. No, I'm When we come back, we're coming up against a break. When we come back, they're talking about bringing back driver's ed all across Wisconsin. So I want to know if you think this is a good thing or a bad thing. 844-967-2789. And it is also a special day in Wisconsin as designated by our own Oplander, Governor Tony Evers. We'll have all the details of that coming up next. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't ask me what I want it for. If you don't want to pay some more, because I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. Now my advice for those who die, tax man. Declare the pennies on your eyes, tax man. Cause I'm the tax man. Yeah, I'm the tax man. And you're working for no one but me.
The Morning Show on WFHR. It's different.
You can choose your mood. You can choose to, you know what? I didn't get much sleep last night, but I'm still going to have a good day, or still going to give it all I can, or be in a good spirit when I do the morning show today.
That's what I do every day with you, too.
I was going to say, what, you mean my normal mood of what, mild contempt for everyone around me? Okay, yeah, that's usually what I'm doing, yeah.
Sarcasm extraordinaire.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. right here on Locally Grown Radio.
Hey, what's up, y'all? I'm Kelly Clarkson, and as the daughter of a school teacher, I know just how important education is. No matter how old you are or your situation, continuing to learn will enrich your life and help remove barriers you didn't even know were there. So much opportunity, y'all. Whether it's a foreign language, history, or a different way to look at things, take some time each day to learn something new. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. And we always love to hear from you at 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. Coming up at 1133, going to talk to the Wisconsin man who broke the state record for growing the state's largest pumpkin. It's over 2,400 pounds. Stay tuned for that. It should be a lot of fun. Right now, though, I think this is a great thing. From WPR, state-funded driver's education could be coming back to Wisconsin for the first time in 20 years. Shocking but true, Greg Bach. The state assembly has approved a bipartisan bill.
Wait a minute. Say that. Wait.
I know.
I'm shocked here. I have something for that. Say it again. A what?
The state assembly has approved a bipartisan bill. Yes. Stand up and applaud. Providing up to $400 in grants for low-income families to help pay for driver's ed. Governor Ears, who included state-funded driver's education in his previous budget, is signaling he will support the measure. I think that's a wonderful, wonderful thing. We had driver's ed in high school, and that was a rite of passage. To take driver's ed, and then you went into the simulator that was usually in this truck or like a truck trailer on the side of the school, and then you would drive like a bad video game and then try and not hit pedestrians and things. It was a rite of passage, though. You went to the simulator. That's what we called it.
We didn't have a simulator per se. We had a room, I think it was at South High School here in Waukesha, with just desks that had steering wheels and shifters on them. And you didn't control anything. You just drove along with the video that was playing.
Okay.
Yeah.
So these were a little bit, mine was a little bit more individualistic. We didn't have the one big screen that everyone followed. We were all kind of in our own little video games. When, again, back in the day, Greg Bach, when we just switched over from horses.
Okay, Grandma.
Private driver's education programs can cost between $350 and $650 bucks. And according to a quote in this article, teenagers 15 to 20 without driver's education are responsible for 91% of teen driver crashes. That's bad.
That's, wow.
Yeah, that's really, really bad.
I remember that because I'm not sure if it's still this way here in Wisconsin, but like I remember my first, when you get your driver's license, when you are under 18, those first years are probationary. And my parents made it very clear. You are a young driver. You are on probation and your insurance is already very high because of those things.
Right.
So you have to be extra careful. So there's no pressure there on a young human driving a 4,000 pound machine trying not to do anything wrong.
Yeah.
That's just, yeah. Ooh.
Yeah. 844-967-2789, 844-96-PARTY. Text John from the Falls. Are you saying Republicans are actually going to vote to provide funding for an educational item on an equal basis for everyone?
Well, yeah, because driver's ed will allow them to buy a car and they won't say, hey, give me mass transit. Boom. See what I did there?
Oh, I got that. This is critical for, I mean, this isn't just about kids in the big cities like Madison and Milwaukee. This is, I think, critical for kids all across the state. As you said, Greg, you still, in most instances, you have to have a car if you're going to get a job because we just don't have really good mass transit here.
We don't. We do not. That's a whole other conversation. And more kids nowadays are just kind of putting off getting driver's licenses because they have friends who have licenses. There's Uber, there's Lyft.
Right.
I mean, it's not as necessary as it used to be. And, you know, just the idea of, like, not having to pay insurance and a car payment, you just, like, I just pay Lyft and Uber instead.
Provided you live in a community that offers that.
Correct.
You know,
of course. I guess,
there's a lot of, you know, smaller rural areas. Maybe they have one Lyft driver. It's Frank. Yeah.
He's a good guy.
He is a good guy. We love Frank. Again, I think this is a good thing. And I also think it's an important reminder, because I am an old grandma. Governor Evers has proclaimed today as Buckle Up Phone Down Day in Wisconsin, people. We can bring a positive change in driver behavior and create safer roads. Take the pledge and commit to wearing a seat belt and put your phone down while you're driving. Are there really people who don't buckle up?
Yes. Yes. I know someone.
You do?
Yep.
A friend?
I'd say more like a person I know.
And have you ever asked why?
Yes, I have asked why. And he told me that his not exact words. It's a paraphrase. I won't let the government take that much control over my body.
Oh, good God. Be a woman for a day.
Sorry. I don't mean to laugh at that, but that was funny.
Come on. The government can't make me make myself safer. I don't want to do that. Buckle up, people.
Grandma Jane has told you.
Just do it. Just buckle up and please put your phone down, because we can always tell who's looking at their phone because you're floating over the lanes because you're not concentrating. And I know that you are a special human being with special superpowers. But I worry for you.
Oh, you're being sarcastic.
Which is why I want you to buckle up and put down your phone.
All right. Okay? All right.
Thank you. Just do it today. Just do it for the day. See how it goes.
I don't understand, honestly. Like, when I don't have my safety belt on, I feel very weird.
Absolutely.
It feels very odd to not have that on.
It's so automatic now.
Yeah.
I lock the door and I put my belt on. That's the order that I do things. So anyway, please be safe and be careful how you drive. When we come back, the grower of the state record-breaking pumpkin is going to be here in just a couple of minutes. I hope you can stick around. This is As Goes Wisconsin, and you're listening on the Civic Media Radio Network.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Right arm, right leg.
Left leg, left arm.
Both legs above the knee.
Both legs, part of my left hand.
Lost both my legs in Iraq.
These 9/11 veterans are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. For nearly 2,000 severely injured veterans, everyday life has become filled with barriers. So we build specially adapted homes with features like wheelchair access, roll-in showers, and pull-down cabinets that allow them to function independently and focus on their recovery and family. This life-changing gift of freedom is provided mortgage-free to these veterans, thanks to our donors and supporters. But we need you to join us, too, in completing this important mission. Please visit hfotusa.org and help build homes and rebuild lives.
Love your hometown? Don't miss the Devil's Advocates radio show. On the road for the very first Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023.
Grudy's doing DC, baby. The rest of the week I'll be there. You know, I got some big guests lined up.
And you'll have to tune in for those very special guests live from Washington, D.C. this Wednesday and Thursday. Catch the broadcast starting at 4.
Road trip! With the Devil's Advocates Fall in Love Hometown Tour 2023 on your local Civic Media radio station and the app.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly could. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
It's the most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Holler House is home to the two oldest sanction lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people? Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Holler House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy overnight with scattered rain showers likely. Lows dip down to about 54. East winds 8 to 15 miles per hour. High of 63. Tomorrow, scattered thunderstorms likely. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 54.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matmere filling in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Just a reminder that Kristen is joining us every Wednesday now at 10:30 from 10:30 to 11 to give us some updates from home. Her daughter, little Frankie, turns a month old tomorrow. But every Wednesday, Kristen will be joining us for some updates. And on days when she's being, many people are saying, the perfect child, she will be on the StreamYard with us, so you can check her out as well. I am so excited about our next guest. He has made a history. The Wisconsin state pumpkin record used to be 2,283 pounds until Brian Matthewitz of Cleghorn came in with his pumpkin called Macy, which weighs 2,420 pounds. Welcome to the show, Brian Matthewitz. I'm so happy to have you with us.
Glad to join you today.
Well, were you surprised, first of all, when you broke the record?
Oh, my gosh, yes. So as a competition, there was 49 pumpkins at Stillwater Harvest Fest, and what they do is they do what's called over-the-top measurements, where they determine and estimate the weight of the pumpkin. And I was put in fifth place out of the 49. So I felt pretty good about that. And it was taping 2,070 pounds, which was really cool, because at the show this year, if you had the ability of growing a 2,000-pound pumpkin, you were awarded $1,000.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking, this is cool. So yeah, so we're, you know, watching a couple pumpkins, and we talk about pumpkins going light or going heavy. That means they're, based on the estimate weight, they may not get to that weight, or they are actually way more dense than what the actual estimated weight is. And as we as they put my pumpkin on the scale, and they did a countdown, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. He pulled the towel, and for a split second, I thought it said 2,040 pounds. And then a double take, it was 2,420. And yeah, I kind of lost it. It was, everyone was going crazy and cheering, and yeah, it was a very memorable moment.
That's really cool, Brian. And first of all, who knew there were that many people interested in large pumpkin competitions. I had no idea.
Well, right. I mean, there's people that are interested in snowmobiles or interested in, you know, all kinds of different things, sports and what have you. There is a giant pumpkin commonwealth across the entire world of where large fruit, if you will, are grown and recorded. We do this for competition. So the giant pumpkin commonwealth, I'm not sure how long it's been going. A number of years, probably. I think there was a World Pumpkin Commonwealth back in the 80s, I think. And anyway, it just kept on going all over, you know, areas where they grow pumpkins, Belgium, France, Italy. It's just all kinds of places. And it's way bigger than I ever thought. I didn't really know much about it, but I got wind of it. And yeah, so glad to be a part of it.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. His pumpkin, Macy, recently broke the state record for being a big girl, 2,420 pounds. Brian, what was the first year you got involved in this?
So about 5 years ago, the local community, Altoona, was going to have a ginormous pumpkin contest. And there was a seminar at a local business, right, that I do a lot of business called Down to Earth Garden Center, just south of Eau Claire. Claiborne's just a few miles south of Eau Claire.
Right.
Anyway, I noticed that they're going to have this seminar. So I went and learned a few things. And, you know, I've gardened all my life, and I grew big pumpkins, and I put them on the end of my driveway. You know, I'd grow 6, 8, 10 of them per plant and sell them at the end of the driveway for 10, 20, 30, 40 bucks. But I didn't know anything about this giant pumpkin thing. I learned some things that first year. You know, I had 2 or 3 on the plant, you know, didn't do a whole lot, and brought it there. And by gosh, I got 640 pounds.
For your first time?
I'm like, for my first time, I was 640 pounds.
Wow.
And that was 5 years ago.
Wow. Oh, my God. Now you're up to 2,400?
Well, yeah. Well, that while I was there, it was kind of a rainy, gloomy day. And you know, I got to meet some of the pumpkin growers in the Midwest. And I just was just amazed as to how everybody wanted to help each other, you know, get their pumpkin to the scale. So that fall, that winter, I asked a lot of questions. There's a couple of fellas that probably got sick in the asking and texting them questions. But I wanted to figure this game out. Well, then the next year, they had the Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association had a pumpkin tour. And I said, sure, come on over. And I got to meet some of the, I mean, I heard these names, you know, they were like almost celebrities in the pumpkin world, and they were at my place. Well, long and short of it, that year I grew a 1,644-pound pumpkin, almost 1,000 pounds more, and I think I got like fifth place. And then I was hooked.
we have a question from Andrew from Verona on the text line. And if you want to ask Brian a question, 844-967-2789. Andrew asks, Brian, I've heard growing pumpkins takes a ton of water. How often, how much did you have to water, especially since it was a dry year? Does that water bill deter you from trying this again next year?
Well, I live out in the country, so I do have my own well water, and the electricity probably went up 60 to 80 bucks a month. I have solar, so that really offsets it. But I'll be honest with you, I watered in the last 40 days through August and September, 6 to 8 hours a day, and my pump in two locations, those pumping 10, 12 gallons a minute. So you can do the math.
Those things must have been smoking, Brian. Those pumps must have had smoke coming off them.
Believe it or not, a week and a half after the pumpkin season was over, my well died. they pulled the well, and it was like only 2.5 years old, and it was shot.
Oh, so no. Oh, no. So what are, besides watering, which obviously is critically important, what are some of the other challenges to growing a ginormous pumpkin?
You know, it starts way in the beginning. You know, we have to decide to what seeds to plant, and then we got to get them germinated. And there's a trick to doing that. And we start that typically in the house, mid-April. And, you know, there's times you want them to germinate, and they don't. And
sure.
So I had a failure the first time, had to go again. Well, then when that's done, then you got to, about early May, you have to set them outside. Well, you know, it's cold up here. So we make little tents and little heaters and run electric cords. You bury a heating cord under the ground below the where you're going to plant it. You're dealing with it in there. You have to water it. And then if the sun comes out, even if it's 50 degrees out, them tents heat up pretty fast.
Sure.
You got to make sure they're open. Otherwise, you burn up the plant. And you're dealing with then, as that comes off, you're dealing with insects, fungus, critters. It's just an ongoing, it's doing chores morning, afternoon, and night.
You are essentially babysitting large pumpkins.
Yes. I ended up, for some reason, decided to try the master gardener where you have to grow five fruits. So I had 17 vine fruits going on at once. I don't recommend that to anybody.
Well, Brian, I have a really quick question for you. When do you sleep?
That's easy, you know, from 9 to 5. But I do my job from 6 till 4 or 5, and then I'm basically outside till dark. You know, my wife comes home late, and we don't have any children here, so I have a love of gardening and the joy of being outdoors, outside, and that's what I do all summer.
It's wonderful.
Brian Matthewitz is our guest. He is the Pumpkin King. His pumpkin, Macy, recently smashed the Wisconsin state record for pumpkins at 2,420 pounds. The critters, Brian, will just anything try and eat your pumpkins? Because I have to think, if you're a mouse, looking at a 20-pound pumpkin has got to be pretty impressive.
Oh, yeah. You know, we have to watch everything. And yes, there are mouse traps. There are traps for striped gophers. I had a family of striped gophers living under one of the pumpkins.
Uh-oh.
Seven of them had to find another place. In,
they were relocated. They went to a farm further up north.
Yeah, we'll call it that.
Living their best lives.
Groundhogs can be a major problem. There's some people that really are challenged with them. But mice, the one year I caught 17 mice off of just around one pumpkin.
Wow.
We use stickies and peanut butter on traps. And, yeah, we just have to just let them know that this is not where they want to be. This year was challenging because the ground is hard and dry, except my pumpkin ground, and it was soft and moist. So it seemed like it attracted more than normal.
And what, so now Macy's been weighed and she's on display. Once that's done, then what happens with this 2,400 pound pumpkin?
Well, when people have giant pumpkins, they have a few options. And one of them is putting it on display. I have had three of my fruits, and currently I have a 1,581 pound giant squash. That's also the Wisconsin record. That is sitting over at the Minnesota Zoo.
Oh, cool.
With lights on it. Yeah, and last year and the year prior, they purchased my pumpkins. And what they do then is they put them on display for the month, and then they open them. We ask to get our seeds back because that's our genetics to line up for the following year or whatever.
Sure, sure.
And they literally feed them to the elephants.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and then, like, I had my first one that we wanted to pick up was over 1,700 pounds, and we picked it up, and it cracked. And you're like, yeah, that's a punch in the gut.
Because that disqualifies you, I assume.
No, it didn't even make the patch. We just picked it up, and there was cracked underneath. And basically, so then what we set them down, the other option is then you chop it up and put it right back in the ground because it's full of fertilizer and nutrients and whatnot. Macy will be displayed through end of October, early November at Down to Earth Garden Center off of Highway 93 south of Eau Claire. And when she is done, it had an unusual area of growth. So we've got a couple of friends. We're going to come over, and we're literally going to cut it up and just learn from what we've seen and get all the seeds out of it.
That was another question from a texter, Brian. Do you sell seeds from Macy?
Well, the answer of Macy will be yes. So what we kind of do is we may hold a few seeds for our best friends or whatever they're in the grow that want to grow the pumpkin. Mm-hmm. You know, records are to be broken. So I look forward to giving it to some of the best growers in Wisconsin or whomever. Then what we do is we take them seeds and we send them to clubs. So there's, I don't know how many clubs there are, 30 plus clubs across the United States, from New York to Washington to California to Minnesota, everywhere. And they'll request some seeds. And what we do is we auction them off. And that's typically in February and March. And that allows dollars to be available for competition money. You know, some of these prizes, you know, are $6,000 plus for first place.
Wow.
They'll drop $27,000 to $35,000 at a show.
Brian Matthewitz, hang on 1 second, Brian. We are coming up against a break. Don't go away. Brian Matthewitz, the Pumpkin King. Can you stick around for a couple more minutes, Brian?
Absolutely.
Great. We will be right back. You are listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one else was in the room where it happened, the room where it happened, the room where it happened. No one really knows how the game is played, the art of the trade, how the sausage gets made. We just assume that it happens.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane Matinere in for Kristen Bry. Greg Bach is on the board. Brian Matthewitz, who just smashed the Wisconsin pumpkin record with his pumpkin Macy at 2,420 pounds, is on the phone with us. Real quickly, though, before we finish up our conversation with Brian, Greg, we have talked to Keep Our Republic in the past. We have had them as guests on our show, and they're holding town-style forums across the state trying to restore faith in elections. So they actually bring in actual elected officials to explain how things work, and they are having a meeting tonight. It's a hyper-localized community engagement seminar trying to educate people around La Crosse on how elections in Wisconsin work. So that's going to be tonight at 6:30 at the La Crosse County Administrative Center in La Crosse, and they provided us with a live stream link. So if you can't go tonight, you can still watch it on the live stream and take advantage of this, because it's really important.
I'll put those in the show notes today.
Yep, we will get them in the show notes. So give us a little time, maybe half hour up to an hour after the show is over, and we will get that up on there. Back to Brian Matthewitz, who grew this enormous pumpkin. I just love Brian. It just sounds like such a fun community to be a part of, because you all sound very, very supportive of each other.
Oh, absolutely. I encourage anybody that has any interest to look up Wisconsin Pumpkin Growers Association on the web, become a member, be a part of us. We're a lot of fun. We all want to help each other do the best we can and get that pumpkin on the scale.
And were you ever tempted, Brian, with one of these big ones to carve it out? And I mean, you could make like a little pumpkin house for kids. They would lose their minds.
Jane would lose her mind.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I am not a carver, but there's some of the best guys around. Shannon Engel by Menominee. He's an amazing carver. He does a lot of carving for sport events. He's got one up at Mall America. He does a phenomenal job. At Stillwater, what they'll do is they'll actually take them out, gut them out, and they'll take them down the St. Croix River with canoes. And they'll have a pumpkin contest or a canoe contest using pumpkins.
When does that happen?
October. This is October 14th and 15th of this year. Every year, second week of October.
I'm going to have to write
it's
that. Really,
it's fun.
That's
Look it up. Look it up. It's cool.
That is hilarious. So they hollow out the pumpkins and then they canoe the pumpkins down the river.
Yep, they jump in with a paddle and they have a race.
Brian, you are blowing Jane's mind right now.
I've lived here most of my life, Brian, and I never knew about this. And I'm 63 years old, and I feel like I've been cheated out of this experience for all of these years when it was right in our own backyard.
Right.
Any other tips for people who are listening? If they're thinking about it, they're slightly tempted, they want to learn more.
Well, if you hear of a show in the neighborhood, and there's 4 or 5 in Wisconsin, a couple in Minnesota, whatever, go seek them out. You'll be blown away. I mean, when you see kids just, gosh, go, oh, my gosh, and they look at that. Kids are also 30 years old, 50 years old, 63-year-olds, because it brings the kids out of you when you see them things. They're amazing. I think they put smiles on people's faces. If we can spread a little joy doing it that way, I'm all for it.
Well, and I would think that's how you get people hooked into trying to grow giant pumpkins, right? You wake up that child part and decide, I think I want to try doing that. That looks like fun.
Even if you have a small seed, an Atlantic giant seed, you plant it in the garden normally, you could get a 400 to 500 to 700 pound pumpkin. The genetics have gone so good, you know, and just do common sense gardening. It's easy to have a pumpkins over 300, 400, 500 pounds.
And then when you're handling them, do you have to have a backhoe or something?
Yes. So when they're that big, it usually takes a couple guys, a skid steer or a telehandler, skid steer. Some have some homemade jacks. But we have what's called a lift ring, and we send straps around the outside. We have a bottom rope around where we cinch it, and so when the skid steer picks up the pumpkin, the straps cinch against the pumpkin, lifts it up, and then we put a pallet under it, and then put it on our trailer.
That's got to be pretty. That's got to be pretty tense when you're moving those things.
It's very tense. It is. Yeah. It's very nerve wracking.
I'm sure.
Look underneath to see everything's good. Get it on the pallet. Unfortunately, I bought a new trailer, which is what I call pumpkin money, a couple years ago. It was 6.5 feet wide. Well, Macy wouldn't fit on it. I had to go get a U-Haul truck.
You had to rent a truck to move your pumpkin.
Yep.
That's dedication, yep. Brian.
Well, that's a good problem to have.
Yeah, definitely. That is a good problem to have. Well, congratulations. What a happy, fun, wonderful story. And we will have a link to the article. There was a WPR did an article, or MSNBC had an article on you, so you can see pictures of Brian and Macy and all the related things in our show notes. Give us a chance to get those up after the show ends. Brian Matthewitz, continued growing success, my friend. And
oh, I see what you did there.
Next year, I'm going to meet you at the pumpkin race when they're going down the river.
I probably won't do that. I don't know how to swim.
Just hang on really tight. That thing will carry you all the way. Thank you so much, Brian.
There you go.
Take care.
Yeah, all the best to you guys, too.
You as well. Thanks, you, Brian. So much. Oh, I love stuff like that. Greg Bach.
I love watching you like this.
But again, what a great way to meet people. What a great way to develop some community. It's a happy, fun, clean living kind of thing.
Yeah. I mean, I do love the community aspect of, like, we give the seeds away. People's records are made to be broken. We need to.
And we share tips and
exactly.
We share, you know, we share suggestions and stuff like that. So it reminded me, we've talked too about some of the smaller brewers in town
yeah.
who will also do that. So
yeah. The brewing community if you're worth your salt, we're all,
it's together.
It's a great community.
And so are the pumpkin people.
Yeah.
Go pumpkin people. Thank you so much to everyone who joined us today. Thank you to Kristen Bry. Thank you, Brian Matthewitz and Macy Gregbach. Of course, love you, my dear. We will see you tomorrow morning starting at 10 o'clock. Stay tuned for the Todd Allbaugh Show coming up next right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
A heads up before something bad happens.
You should not send that text.
Uh-oh. Life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes, you can reverse prediabetes and prevent or delay type 2 diabetes. To learn your risk, take the one-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
How do you locate a support group, professional association, or local organization? United Way's 211 will provide the answers to these questions and more. 211 is your connection to programs and services in Central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
Women hear a lot about self-care these days. Advice on ways to relax, exercise, eat healthy, and more. Those are all great. But one of the most important self-care steps we can take is making sure we're financially secure later in life. That means saving money for retirement. It's never too late to start. And it's the kind of self-care that brings peace of mind that lasts. For small steps you can take to save for retirement, visit WeSaySaveIt.org. That's WeSaySaveIt.org. A message from AARP and the Ad Council.
Saturdays at 1, don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Saturdays at 1 on the Civic Media Network and on the Civic Media app. Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Celebrating 75 years.
We got something going here in Madison.
On the ice.
Shoots and scores again.
Against the boards.
He hangs on. Badgers kill off the major.
Between the pipes.
Redirect another fantastic stop.
This is Badger Hockey.
Shoots one, scores. Wow.
It's everything.
For the win, he shoots and scores.
Badger Hockey lives here.
Keep it going, baby.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
WFHR Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Brief. A senior federal law enforcement official tells CBS News a total of 20 people, possibly more, were shot and killed in two locations in Lewiston, Maine last night. WGME-TV reporter Anna Kuhn.
There is a shelter in place in Lisbon, and that's where they found a vehicle of interest in this situation. They should stay home with their doors locked. Hundreds of police officers working on this situation.
State Public Safety Commissioner Mike Soshuk says police are looking for Richard Card.
We have literally hundreds of police officers working around the state of Maine to investigate this case, to locate Mr. Card.
The United Auto Workers Union has reached a tentative agreement with Ford. Washington University in St. Louis, Missouri, sociology professor Jake Rosenfeld.
Given this settlement here, I think is great news for Ford workers, and then really promising news
because now the UAW has a contract they can use as a template with GM and Stellantis.
CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Efforts to pay for upkeep at American Family Field and keep the Brewers in Milwaukee for an extra 20 years took another step Wednesday. A state Senate committee took testimony on a bill that spends $546 million in public money. The